In this bulletin, New South Wales records 18 new locally acquired COVID-19 cases. Queensland introduces COVID-19 restrictions after recording 2 new local infections. And in sport, all the latest from the Tour de France. With the latest from the SBS newsroom. Good afternoon, I'm Peggy Giacomalos. New South Wales has recorded 18 new community cases of COVID-19 from 59,000 tests. 15 of them are linked to the Bondi cluster, while 2 are close contacts of a previously reported unlinked infection. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says authorities expect to establish a link between the 18th case and the others soon. She says while about a third of the new cases were in isolation for their entire infectious period, others had been in the community.
Whilst the numbers today are less than the numbers yesterday, we have to be prepared for the numbers to bounce around, and we also have to be prepared for the numbers to go up considerably, because as experience shows with this strain, we are seeing almost 100% of transmission within households, and we're seeing a very high rate of transmissibility.
And 2 additional South Coogee public school students are among the new cases announced today, both close contacts of the 2 previously reported cases at the school. All students are now considered close contacts and must undergo testing and isolate for 14 days, regardless of a negative test result. Chief Health Officer Dr. Carey Chance says there's been a lot of confusion about the isolation requirements for people deemed a close contact of a positive case.
Isolate means that you do not come into contact with anyone else in your house. It means that where possible, you've got a separate bathroom, you wear a mask if you're transiting through any shared areas. In effect, you are in a cocooned environment away from others. It is critical that you do so.
And mandatory mask wearing will be reintroduced across parts of Queensland for 2 weeks from tomorrow after 2 new local cases of COVID-19 were detected in the state. One of the cases is linked to a Portuguese restaurant that has been in isolation for their infectious period, while the other is a mine worker from the Sunshine Coast announced late yesterday. Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk says the mine worker, who was in the community for a day while infectious, has the Delta variant of COVID-19. She says the state has to act quickly to ensure the outbreak can be brought under control. Home visits will also be capped at 30 people and dancing will be banned. Meanwhile, federal, state and territory leaders will hold an emergency national cabinet meeting today in response to the unfolding COVID-19 outbreaks across the country. New cases of the highly infectious Delta variant were reported in 4 states and territories over the weekend, with lockdowns or tight restrictions also imposed. The leaders will be briefed on the variant as well as the vaccine rollout and stocks. And Australia's latest intergenerational report shows the most enduring effect from the COVID-19 pandemic will likely be a smaller population. It means the economy will be smaller and Australia's population will be older than it would have been otherwise, which will have a flow-on effect for future economic and fiscal outcomes. Economic growth is forecast to remain close to its historic performance, growing at an average annual pace of 1.5% per person, compared with 1.6% over the last 40 years. But the government is expected to be forced to use deficit spending to pay for essential services for the next few decades. To cycling, and French police are still looking for a female spectator who caused a massive crash on the final stage of the Tour de France. It comes as Dutchman Matteo van der Poel wins the second stage of the event. He produced a brutal acceleration with 700 metres left in the final ascent to beat defending champion Tadej Pogacar and Slovenian Primož Roglič, who finished second and third respectively, 6 seconds behind. Van der Poel says he's fulfilled his late grandfather's lifetime dream by claiming victory and the Tour de France yellow jersey.
I gambled a little bit and I played everything I got the first time already, because I knew I needed the bonus seconds if I wanted a jersey, and it was also my last chance to get the yellow jersey, so it's incredible.
Who are you thinking of when you cross the line?
Yeah, my granddad, of course.
Let's see what the weather's doing for you this Monday. In Perth, a couple of showers, about a top of 19. It's partly cloudy in Adelaide, where it's 17. Fine weather for Melbourne, 15 degrees. Partly cloudy in Hobart, 13. Mostly sunny in Canberra, 13 degrees. A shower or two in Wollongong, 19. Much the same for Sydney and Newcastle. In Brisbane, fine weather for you, 21. A cloudy 26 for you in Cairns. And sunny, 32 degrees in Darwin. Peggy Giacomelos with the latest from the SBS newsroom.
There's a new go-to website for Mandarin and Cantonese speakers in Australia.
Keeping you up to date with the latest Australian and international news and community stories in your language.
Featuring articles, videos and podcasts. From the headlines to health advice, comfort food to local travel tips. Read, watch or listen anytime, anywhere. And discover stories worth sharing at sbs.com.au/Chinese.